When I speak to God and God speaks to me, God inhabits our conversation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, I'm headed somewhere. Give me a little bit of time to set some groundwork, and I'm going to go somewhere. I want three brothers to come out here right quick and help me make this illustration. I'm going to try not to get lost in it. I already picked you out, so move. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There you go. Hallelujah. Come on out here. Form a straight line like your soldiers in the military, side by side. Straight line, side by side. Okay? So, you first in the line. You take that one. You take that one. And you take that one. And this is nothing. So, everything that God created, he spoke and it became what it said. Let there be light, let the firmaments, let the greater lights and the lesser light. God spoke it and it became what he said. But when God got ready to make man, he spoke to himself. Come on. He spoke to himself. So, I don't want to get lost in that. God took counsel in himself. And that means that all God needed was all God had. That God didn't need anything out of God to create us. God counseled with himself, the full counsel of God. Ephesians 2, the counsel of God. He begat us out of his counsel, and God said, let us make man in our own likeness, in our own likeness and in our own image and after our own kind. And so let me see here. Come, you stand right in front of him and you stand right behind him. And God said, let us make man in our own likeness and in our own image and after our own kind. And yet he created one man. The hour is created one. And he called his name Adam. Okay, he called his name Adam. But because he said, let us, Adam has three parts. So the us is hidden in the one. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So he, Bana, created the body from pre-existing substance, clay, mud, Bana, Hebrew for made with pre-existing substance, and breathed into him the breath of Zoe, Hebrew for life, and he became a living nephesh, a soul. So the life of God, what he breathed into him was what he is. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so when he breathes Zoe, man is a spirit. He is not a body. He is not a soul. He is a spirit. He has a soul. So this is an attribute that he has a soul and he lives in a body. So this body is an apartment, a condo, a mansion. Depending on how you work out in the gym, it may be an efficiency suite, but the body is what you live in. This is how you live in it. This is who lives in it. I am that I am. I am a spirit. I have a soul. Soul in the Greek, psyche, mind, emotions, feelings, memories. This is where my emotions flow or break or crush or shatter. And this is what holds my pain or power or determination or fear or thoughts or perspective are housed here in my soul or mind. Mind is different from brain. The brain is a part of my body. I need a brain to express my mind, but the brain is a part of my body. My soul, David said, no man cared for my soul. They didn't care how I felt. They didn't care what I went through. They didn't care about the damage. They didn't care about my feelings. But how I feel is not who I am. I am a spirit. Now, can I go deeper? Because I'm trying to go fast. If I had time and I was in Bible class, I would rip this. Woo! Shalabahaya. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So when I got saved, if I had a corn on my left toe, I still got it. When I got saved, if I had psychological, emotional issues, I'm saved, but I still have it. So if my body got saved, my hair wouldn't come out. I wouldn't have a cavity. I wouldn't have a problem. Because when God saves something, he saves it completely. So the salvation of my body is my blessed hope. For if a man have that which he hoped for, why does he yet hope for it? So my spirit is saved. My mind is being saved. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing, Greek metamorpho, metamorphosis. It is my mind goes through a metamorphosis. My mind, my emotions, my memories, my feelings, my perspectives, my wisdom, my attitude is going through a metamorphosis. What I thought when I was 20 is not what I think when I am 40. How I felt when I was 40 is not how I feel when I am 60. It is going through a metamorphosis. My spirit is stable. It is complete. It is finished. It is done. I can be no more saved than I am right now. I am saved because I have believed on the begotten, only begotten Son of God. He that believeth on him shall be saved. Past tense, saved. Done, over, finished, complete, sanctified, certified, glorified, kept. But when my spirit is saved and it tries to see the future, it has to see through my emotions, my soul, my memories, my perspectives, my fears, my insecurities, my intimidations, my flaws, my victory, my pride, my arrogance, my insufficiencies. So whatever my spirit sees, it has to see through my soul, and my soul has to see through my unregenerated body. So now the whole creation groaneth in pain until now, waiting for the adoption, to wit, which is the redemption of my body. So, let me turn back to sideways again. My spirit is saved. My soulish mental capacity is being saved. My body shall be saved. It is sown in it is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption, the body. For we know if this earthly house or tabernacle shall be dissolved, we have another building eternal in the heavens. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If nothing went wrong in my life, there would still be a war in my members, because this holy thing has to live with this sick thing and has to stay in an apartment with this dirty thing. I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how long your dress is. I don't care if you don't wear makeup or earrings. I don't care if you speak in tongues. I don't care if you hoop and holler. The groaning inside of us is coming from the fact that oil and vinegar do not mix. I don't care how you shake it up. When you get through shaking, it's going to separate. Because how can two walk together save they agree? So I find a war in my members that when I would do good, evil is present with me. That which I would do, I do not. That which I would not do, that I do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? In other words, my soul is saying, you two guys are driving me crazy. You are telling me to live holy. You are telling me to go to the strip club. You are telling me I'm a conqueror. You are telling me I'm a fool. And I keep going backwards and forwards and backwards and forward. And after a while, I groan, desiring to be clothed with that which cometh from above. Who am I talking to? So what the text is saying is the whole creation, the animal kingdom, the aquatic kingdom, the mineral kingdom, the galaxies, the stratosphere, the atmosphere, the pollution, the air we breathe is groaning in pain until now, waiting for you to get yourself together, waiting for the redemption of our body. Can I go a little deeper? So I'm trying to be hip and I'm trying to be cool and I'm trying to keep up with my kids and stuff. And so I bought me some stuff online, okay? And I bought it online, and I'm used to buying stuff online that they deliver. But this I had to go pick up. So it was purchased, but not redeemed. Your body, know ye not that ye have been bought with a price, and that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? So he paid for me, but he hadn't redeemed me yet.